shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know if you're tending sheep, the scenery don't change very often? Think about that. I mean, it's like Elisha. God had an assignment on Elisha's life to become one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. In fact, God told Elisha that he was going to have double the miracles that Elijah had. I mean, that's a pretty tall order because Elijah was a major prophet. Do you know what Elisha was doing before he was a prophet? He was plowing fields with oxen. I mean, that view don't change much at all. You get up in the morning, you start plowing, you plow all day long. And the only thing you see in front of you are two oxen heinies. Monday all day, Tuesday all day, Wednesday all day, Thursday all day, Friday all day. You rest on the Sabbath, Sunday all day, Monday all day, and it's the same thing. Oxen hips, and the only thrill of your day is to sidestep the poop every couple of hours that they drop out in front of you. I mean, that scenery ain't changing much. That's what was going on with Moses out in the tending sheep for 40 years, doing the same thing, 40 years. Some people have been going to the same church for 40 years. Ain't much change happened in their life either. All of a sudden, God comes along and says, I'm going to interrupt your commonness. I'm going to have an encounter with you today. I'm going to change you right where you are, and you'll never be the same. I'm going to break some things off of your life. I'm going to set you free from some things in your life that you don't know how to let go of. I feel the Holy Ghost in here today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. There's a spirit to break off of our lives today, things that have kept us from having an encounter with God. The Bible says Moses turned. Listen to me. If you see something uncommon in your life, something out of the ordinary, something that doesn't always make sense, and you've been doing the same thing every day, doing the same routine, going through the same torturous motions every day, but all of a sudden you see something that might spark something different in your life, don't ignore those moments. Don't ignore them, because they could be the godly, uncommon moment where God is beginning to speak to you from a flaming bush and change the direction of your life and move you to an extraordinary event that'll change the makeup of who you are forever. Moses turned to see the bush and why the bush was not being consumed. The second point I want to give you this morning, it says, and from the bush God called to him. Watch this now. There is never an encounter in your life that doesn't come with purpose. There's never an encounter in your life that doesn't come with purpose. Listen to me this morning. God didn't call until he turned. See, some of us, we got the mentality, well, if God wants me, he knows where I live. If God wants me, he got my number. He'll tell the pastor. The pastor will call me. I'll do anything you want, just call. Let me tell you something this morning. He's already called. He's already called. God did not speak to Tim until he turned. And when he turned to God, God called him. There's something significant about people who will initialize their turning for the encounter. It's a moment of faith when you come to God with expectation that he's going to change you where you are. And God calls to Moses out of this bush. And he said, Moses, Moses, watch this. His call to him is that I want to take you to a higher level of service. I want to promote you into a new place of living. There's plans for your life that you don't even know what they are. You've been on the run. You've been a fugitive. You've been living out in this desert. See, I'm convinced that the reason why some folks won't commit to anything is because they've never had an encounter. Because I believe that everybody in this room, if you had a supernatural encounter with God, nothing would keep you from the call of God on your life. I'll go a little bit further, and I might scare some of you this morning because you know how I feel about grace. Some people can't be committed to anything, really, because the truth is they're not really saved. Boy, that went over like a lead balloon. There's a lot of people sitting in churches all over this world and all over the Treasure Coast this morning that are not saved. They're not really born again. They got religion. They found out how to go to church. They found out about success. They found out how to live better. They found out how to have a happy family. They found out how to go through the motion, but they have never had an encounter with God. They cannot take you to the place where God invaded their life and changed them for eternity. I know the moment my life was transformed to you. Listen, every person in the Bible that you look to is someone of significance that we look to for their teaching has had an encounter with God that literally changed and marked their life. For Paul, it was on his way to Damascus, and he was riding down the road, and the bright light shone from heaven and knocked him right off his ass, right on the ground. And he had an encounter with God. He falls to the ground and he encounters the Lord Jesus Christ. For Peter, he was out on the fishing boat and he'd been fishing all day long and hadn't caught anything. And the master standing on the shore says, throw your net on the other side of the boat. And he throws his net on the other side of the boat. And all of a sudden, the net is so full of fish that he's got more than enough for his boat, that he's got enough for everybody else's boat. And Peter could not wait until the boat got to the beach before he jumped out and started running to Jesus to follow him. He had an encounter. For Gideon, it was in a wine press, late at night, threshing on the threshing floor, trying to make some wheat so he could have some bread, all scared, all small, all feeling insignificant, all feeling the least of his family. And the Lord encountered him in the wine press and said, "You are a mighty man of God. I'm going to use you to deliver a nation." For D.L. Moody, it was in a shoe store in the middle of Boston where a shoe clerk leads him to Christ. And D.L. Moody says, "At that moment, in my heart was open, and Jesus came in and changed me forever." For John Wesley, it was at Aldergate in England when he heard a preacher stand up and talk about the power of Jesus Christ that could bring a transformational power on the inside of his life. And John Wesley said, "My heart became strangely warm, and that day my life changed forever." I want to ask you a question. Where was your encounter? Where was the moment in your life where you began to look away from yourself and begin to look to God? Where was your burning bush? Where was it that you met him so intimately that you belong to him? My prayer today is that we will find a fire that cannot be quenched, that cannot be consumed, that will live on the inside of each and every one of us. God is looking for a people that can represent his kingdom, who will represent his purpose, who will take the gospel of Jesus Christ to every dying person that needs to know him. That's why he gave you the grace to live the life that you live. Listen to me, single mothers. That's why God gave you the grace to raise those kids that you're raising on your own. Because he knew that you're going to be a woman of destiny. That's why you've walked through the things that you've walked through. That's why you didn't die in the middle of it. That's why you didn't quit, because he wanted you to learn how to fight your way out of it. We tend to think it's how bad we got it, and we forget how great the call is. The assignment of your life is so great. He couldn't bring a wimp through it. There are no wimps in the kingdom of God. He had to bring a man or a woman of God through it. What you have walked through has changed you so that you are not a wimp, so that you don't lay down for every temptation, so that you don't roll over for every habit. Don't mess with me today. I'm telling you the truth. I want to tell you something. Moses had an aggressive spirit. That man had an aggressive spirit. I'm going to say it one more time. That man had an aggressive spirit. He had a tenacious spirit. He had a warrior spirit. He was the kind of guy that you don't mess with. He didn't back down. He didn't shy away from a fight. I got to tell you, see, listen, it bothers me, some of these wimpy people that we raise up in the church. They do so good for a while, and then all of a sudden they get in the major trial of their life, and the devil just packs their lunch. God has not called you to be a wimpy Christian. There's wimpy men all in the kingdom. I'm going to tell you right now, God did not call you to be, listen to me, man. God did not call you to be a wimpy man in the kingdom of God. God called you to have a backbone and stand up for truth and stand up for your home and stand up for your family and stand up for your wife and stand up for your kids and stand up for your community and stand up for your church. You can't be a wimp and do those things. Some girl said, "I just want a man that's 6'2" and looks great and got beautiful hair, gonna have a great career, got a college education." Let me tell you something right now. If he don't love God with everything that's in his heart, you need to dump that wimp. You better hear me this morning. You better get him out of your life before he brings you down with him. Oh, pastor's upset. No, I'm telling you the truth. It's time to get a backbone if you want to embrace your destiny. It's time for people to stand up and have a little bit of conviction about what's going on in their life and have some real heart about what you believe. God wants to let a real fire begin to burn on the inside of you. I'm looking for some people that'll stand up and lead a house. I'm looking for some people that'll stand up in Truth Church and say, I'm not shrinking back. I'm pressing in. Come hell, high water. I don't care how many bad phone calls I get. I don't care how many negative doctor reports I get. Got a call of God on my life. I don't care what my family says. I don't care what my brother says. I don't care what my sister says. I don't care what my children tell me. Make fun of me. Call me all the names you want. But God has destined me to have a fire in me that cannot be consumed. I'm looking for some people that are hungry for God, that have an aggressive spirit, that if anything comes into their life, they say, you know what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You better take your lunch and pack it up, devil, because I ain't got no time to dine with you today. You come in my house, you're leaving headless. I think we need to learn how to raise up giant killers. I'm looking for some people that won't roll over and play dead every time adversity comes knocking on their door. Every time they get in a situation that looks like there's going to be trouble, they run and hide and find themselves at the bottom of a Jack Daniels bottle or on the internet looking at pornography. Oh, you better hear me today. I'm looking for some people that will stand up and declare, if God be for me, then who can be against me? I wonder if I got any aggressive people in Truth Church today.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Moses was not a wimp. He was a guy that would not back down. And listen to me, he had to be raised in the court of Pharaoh because he had been raised with the Hebrews. He would have had a slave mentality. He would have had a slave mindset. But he was raised in an environment with a mindset of authority and knowing how to rule. And God used him to take a nation of slaves and bring them into a place of freedom. He was not a wimp. I tell you what, you can tell the difference. God wants you to stand up and stop being offended. Stop getting your feelings hurt. Oh, you better hear me this morning. There are too many things at risk in your life. God is calling us to be a church that doesn't get shaken by molehills. To be honest with you, don't get shaken by mountains. It does not say in Mark chapter 11, he that says to this molehill, be thou removed, and believes in his heart that it shall be done as he says, that molehill shall be removed. My Bible says mountain. But we let the molehills of our life take us out. Things that don't even matter. Things that have no eternal value. Somebody didn't like the way you wore your jersey to church. The way you combed your hair, the color of your shoes. You can tell people that are trying to bring people into deliverance who just got a chip on their shoulder. You know what I'm talking about? And then you can tell people who are trying to bring folks into deliverance because they got a mandate of God on their life. There's a difference. When you get a mandate on your life, you don't get offended at crazy people. No. Listen to me. Crazy people don't bother you. When you've been called of God, you say, I don't care, they can all be crazy. I got a mandate on my life. I got Jesus Christ and the power of God on the inside of me. Let all the crazy people come. But listen to me, when you got a chip on your shoulder and you get distracted by every little comment, by every little thing that's said, it draws you off a track and tries to pull you out of your destiny. I'm looking for some people today that got a burning bush mentality. They're not going to get distracted by junk. He turned aside And then God spoke. Watch this. There is never an encounter in your life. I already said that. It doesn't come with purpose. There's a purpose to every time God meets you. There's a reason for it. God does not encounter us to entertain us. Man, if that is not a sickness in the church today, we got people going to church for the entertainment value of the church. I just want to go there because I feel so good when I go. And nobody's challenging you to live right. Nobody's lighting a flame under your feet. Nobody's calling you to a higher place of living. We're just going to go to church. We're just going to feel good and be pampered. Just want the Holy Spirit to pamper me, pamper me, pamper me. You better stay out of that church. There's never an encounter that doesn't come with purpose. God doesn't just encounter you to entertain you, to make you just feel great. He encounters you to change you, and the result of the change will always make you feel great. But you've got to embrace the change. You can't run from it. I get really disturbed with those that just want to play in the presence of God like it's some kind of a circus. And I love shouting and running and jumping and clapping. I used to jump a lot more before I got heavy. But I'm going to tell you right now, I love that stuff. But I don't do it for the sake of doing it. I do it because I'm just madly in love with Jesus, because I know He puts up with me and He's madly in love with me. How could I not love Him? Come on, amen. When you encounter God, it's for purpose. I don't get in the presence of God to get a buzz. I go to a Miami Heat game to get a buzz. I can jump up and down and yell all the time, and I could be deflated or feel great, depending on whether we win or lose. But that's where I go to have fun. I come to church to get purpose, to have an encounter with the Almighty God. He turned and he looked, and God spoke, "Moses, Moses." God called him personally. God called him personally. Moses said, "I'm being attracted to this." And God said to him, "Hold up. Wait a minute. Don't come near me yet. Watch this. Don't miss this." Number three, the encounter always increases God awareness and denies self-awareness. The encounter always increases God awareness and denies self-awareness. He said, "Watch this, Moses. Don't come near me yet. You can't come near me yet. This is holy ground. You can't come in here with that junk. You got to take your shoes off. You want to come in here, Moses, on holy ground? You got to take your shoes off."
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.